Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion Podcast. Now, if this is the first time that you're coming to this podcast, welcome. And if you've listened to this podcast before, welcome back. We're always glad to have you here. Just to familiarize you and give you a little bit of information about what we believe here. We believe in encouragement. We believe in God. We base everything we do here on the written word of God. Personally, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me, was buried in the grave for me, and rose from the grave for my justification. And I know what that means for me. Again, we have free will of choice. I believe in God because it works for me. It has always worked for me, to better me, to my betterment. That's what I believe. Now, we believe also that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So, if you have some information, I'm sure that many that listen to this podcast probably know as much or more about the Bible or whatever their beliefs are. So if you have something you feel that would improve our quality of life, we certainly want to hear from you, because we're about improving quality of life here, the best quality of life. I am currently walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. So that means I've been around a while. I've seen some things, and I have learned from personal experience that I need to be able to be confident in my decisions, because I plan to live a very long time. And as you know, things change. You can look and see what's going on in the world around us today and just think about, you know, in your life, how you've seen things change. So again, we have an email address if you want to contact us and share, because we need encouragement too. Our email address is gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. And we want you, whenever you come here, you can expect a word of encouragement. That's what you can expect. And what we expect from you is that you share the podcast with someone. Let them know we're here. And just, you know, give them an idea what you found interesting about the podcast. And as I said, if you have something that you feel will help us, just let us know. Email us and let us know. Now, we base everything we do here on the written word of God. I personally, as I've said before, if you listen to the various episodes of this podcast, you will find that I do believe in God. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus died for me on the cross, was buried in the grave for me, and then rose from the grave for my justification. I believe that. And it's beneficial to me. It's helped me in many ways. I read the Word of God, and I use a tool. It's called BibleGateway.com. I use it pretty much every day on a daily basis, sometimes two and three times a day. So the last time I used it, it was free. I used it today, BibleGateway.com. And if you visit that website, you're going to find a number of translations of the Bible. Just pick the one that speaks to you. They have various versions. I like to read a number of translations and just make the comparisons. And the Lord speaks to me and lets me know what he wants me to know. Through his word, I'm able to read it. So just in seeking the presence of the Lord to find out what he would have me share with you this week, I believe he said a sure word. God wants you to be able to have confidence. You know, in a day and time that we're living in now, when everybody's integrity is being questioned and everybody's given the opportunity to make choices about how they want to live their life, I have learned from personal experience that I need something sure. I need a sure thing. I need to have truth. Truth. And that's one thing I found about God in His Word, that His Word is truth. It's infallible. It's truth. It's absent from error. It's in His Word, as I learn it, I find it is incapable of error, and I can therefore have more confidence. When I read His truth, one thing about truth, I was having a discussion, as a matter of fact, with my oldest son on yesterday. We were talking about how truth doesn't change. Truth is infallible, and that's what God's Word is. It's infallible, incapable of error. It does not, it's not liable to mislead us. He's not going to mislead us because He loves us, and I've learned His heart toward me. He's not going to deceive me. And truthfully, I can be certain of what I read in God's Word. I've tried it. I've proved it in my life on more than one occasion. And I've never been disappointed. He has never, His Word has never disappointed me. When I read God's Word and I apply God's Word to my life, I'm only encouraged. And I become more certain the more I read it and the more that I follow it and just let it flow and read the various translations. I love it. The more time that I spend as I get more mature, I spend a great deal more time in the presence of God, just meditating on His Word. And I do that because, you know, as you get more mature, as I said, I'm walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade, and I'm planning to live a very, very long time. So I know that I'm going to see a lot of change. The people in my life, they change. You know, people are coming and going. You know that if you just look over the last 3 to 4 years, you know, so many people have just left this realm. They have. You, and condolences to anyone who's had family members that have left this realm. I meet people constantly who suffered bereavement. And, you know, my condolences go out on a daily basis. Bereavement, people coming and going, that's all part of the process of life. You know, you're born, you spend your season here, your time here, for the length of time that you're allowed to be in this realm. And then you transition. And, you know, I've learned, you know, I know who the Lord is. That's why I received Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. So I don't necessarily worry about where I'm going. I know that when it comes my time at the end of my season, when I've accomplished all that my mission has been and my joy has been fulfilled, because He said with long life, He said in His Word that with long life, He would satisfy me and show me His salvation. And I've learned that that means that I could live a long time. And during the process, He was going to show me His plan of salvation. And I've learned how to read His Word to find examples. Because in another place in His Word, it tells me that everything written in that Word was written for my example, to show me. Really, if I have questions about life, it's the manual. Everything. And I've read the Word long enough to be able to just put word upon word, line upon line, precept upon precept. That's another instruction that's given. I almost gave you a scripture because I do a radio broadcast also. And if you ever listen to the radio broadcast, Let Go, Let God, Charlene Brownlow, if you ever get a chance to listen to that, if you visit the Facebook page, you'll find reference to it. And I give all scriptures there. If ever you visit my Facebook page, you'll see more about me, learn my personality more so. There's a picture of me and you'll see what I look like. And you'll see that I am getting more mature and I'm loving every minute of it. I am. I'm excited about it. I raise up daily. Why? Because every day I seek personally for myself the face of God. I do. And what I mean by that is I sit, I meditate on His Word. I read His Word just like it's food, because another place in the Bible tells me that His words are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. I have learned and begun to understand exactly what that means. I understand what the term flesh refers to. I understand how, even though I know I'm saved and I know where I'm going and I know the Lord will never leave or forsake me, I can have that kind of confidence and I can have a boldness because I know God's word is a sure word. I know God's word is a sure thing. I know God's word is truth and infallible. It's an actual fact, a spiritual fact in my life. I understand that. I'm trying God's word. I live on his word. His words are life to me. Any situation that I find myself in, I can learn to be content in just looking in the Word of God, finding an example of my situation, looking to see what that particular outcome was, letting the Lord know through prayer. He said men ought to always pray and not faint, letting him know through prayer what my desire is, although I already know, he said in another place in his word, that he knows me completely. He knows every thought that's in my head and every word before it comes out of my mouth. Even though I know he already knows those things, I can still sit in his presence and rehearse those things to my level of comfort to get what I need. I can ask him no matter where I am or no matter where I go, he's always with me. No matter what situation I find myself in, I acknowledge him in all my ways. He does direct my path. He shows me what to do. He is a very present help in time of any trouble. If you search the library of this podcast, you'll find that these episodes build on each other. Just look at the library. Pick the ones out that speak to you. Listen to them as often as you need till you get a thorough, full understanding. Use the tool, BibleGateway.com. Go find a selection. Try the easy read version. Start with your favorite scriptures, ones that you've heard people speak about, ones that, for those that do believe, believers, that because the Bible tells us in another place, it's only one thing needful in this lifetime. And you're going to find you have some needs in this lifetime. So if you want a sure word on your decisions, especially as you walk through this realm and you get more mature, if you want a sure word, a confident word, a sure thing, that's what a lot of folks like to say. You know, people that live in the secular world, they bet on different things, on bets and whatnot with their money. Of course, that's their choice. Everybody gets their choice to what they want to do, who it belongs to them. So I choose, personally, I choose the Lord Jesus Christ. That's my sure word. That's because he told me he would be my confidence. And you see, the reason why I can speak so boldly, the reason why I can speak so confidently is because I know I have a high priest. And as sure as I believe in the confidence of God's word, as sure as I believe in the one who said in his word that all power was in his hands in heaven and earth, as sure as I'm able to find in his word how he did everything from the foundation of the world, as sure as I can find in his word how he said everything was made for him, by him, and by him all things consist, that all things consist includes me, my life, my portion. I can be confident about that. Confident with certainty. I've got to the point now where I could be unwavering. And you would have to really know me. And those people that know me, if anybody from old listens to these podcasts, I was steeped in tradition. I was. But the Word of God says that man's traditions will cause the Word of God to be of none effect. It won't be of none effect for the Word in itself. It'll just be of none effect and can work through as it could for the person who's steeped in tradition. So change has to come. That's what repentance is all about. Changing how we think about things. Changing how we see things. Changing and just allowing the word of God to live and to lead us and for us to become unwavering about it, where it becomes indisputable in our life, unquestionable, so that no matter who or what tries to stand before us and tell us that we can't have what God says. We know that's a lie because we believe God. We do. I believe God's word is incapable of error. And his word, he told me, according to my faith, be it unto me. That's what he said. He also said that there's a rest for the people of God. That's for those who have entered in. Now, you're going to have to contend, because on a daily basis, we get opportunities. Because he said the things that we see going on in this world, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. So we don't, you know, play by the same rule book that the world plays by. We don't do that. We take every concern we have immediately. I have learned how to get it off me and just get it to God. Just throw it on him, fling it on him. He said, if I commit my way unto him, he'll bring it to pass. All I have to do is know it's already done. All I need to do is know anything I'm not, God is, and stand on that. That's my sure thing, you see. I know I have a high priest. And as sure as I know I have a high priest, I know that all things, somehow, he's always working behind the scenes on my behalf, making it work for me, making things work out for me. Every day gets more exciting. I learn how to walk through here carefree, really, basically. I just have to make sure that I don't allow anything to come in and try to upset that. Now, this morning, this podcast in particular, usually I just start, do whatever I have to do, say whatever God allows me to say, and move on. I had to restart this podcast about 3 to 4 times this morning. And you may hear little noises in the background now. But the fact is, God always makes a way. My hope, he promised me, I almost gave you another scripture, because see, I know where they are because I live off of them. He said, my hope will never make me shame. All I got to do is keep my eyes on him. He said at another place, as I look at him and see him in the middle of every situation, I am transformed into his image. He said, from glory to glory. That's from honor to honor. So all I got to do is know that I got a sure word from the Lord. When I hear the Lord say what he's given me to do, all I have to remember is that he is my confidence. He said in his word, he won't allow my foot to be taken. He said that everything I need is already supplied. No matter what situation tries to present itself as trouble, I know he said in another place in his word that he's a present help in time of trouble. I know that help is always on the way. I also know, according to the sure word that I've got from the Lord, that no one person is who does or who affects or controls the outcome for me. I know that my Lord God, my high priest, my advocate, my vindicator is in control. He himself paid my sin debt. He himself is my confidence. He himself is infallible to me. He himself, his heart toward me is only good. He is not liable to mislead me, deceive me, certainly won't disappoint me, because my hope will never make me shame. I have a sure word that I can stand on, what some folks would call a sure thing, but I know it's a sure word from the word of God, whose word is truth, I believe. Now, I hope I've said something that'll be helpful to you. Please email me. I want to communicate. It encourages me too. God bless. Amen.